The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program have been pre-recorded. The following program is paid for by Mike Boyle.
He spent almost 40 years in and around the restaurant industry. He's been an owner and an operator. He's a member of the Colorado Restaurant Hall of Fame. The last quarter of a century, his radio shows have been keeping you updated on the ever-changing Colorado restaurant scene, where he invites you to join him, both on the air and for meals at area restaurants. He's Mike Boyle, and this is The Restaurant Show.
KNUS in Denver and in Colorado Springs, AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. Happy to have you with me. I'll be with you up until noon, then I'm probably going to take a nap. You know, I'm a little tired. You know, I got off the air in Denver at 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and I live in Castle Rock. I was at the home studio, had to get in my car, had to drive into downtown Denver, find a place a few blocks away to park, walk on over to Civic Center, had to go into those alleys and start moving those dumpsters into the street, interfering with the police, setting them on fire, showing my displeasure with the police departments of the Front Range. You know what? I'm too old for this stuff. I'm just tired today. I got home late last night. You're not buying this, are you? Come on. No way. Got a good night's sleep, got up this morning, got a little exercise with Bailey the Mexican street dog, went to Walmart. You know, Walmart, on Sunday morning at about 7:30, that's a great time to go there. You walk in, they greet you, they ask if you'd like a mask. They don't even ask me anymore. They just leave me alone, and I just go on in and get my shopping done. No, I was not at the, you know what, I think they're riots. I just don't think they're protests. I'm going to explain my difference. My definition of the difference here in just a little while, but I'd like to hear from you. 303-696-1971. Yesterday, I had a fun show in Colorado Springs from 10 o'clock until 1 o'clock, and I talked about an article that I shared. Your mask is making you meaner, dumber, less afraid, and less safe. And I got a bunch of emails, and I mailed out a bunch of gift certificates to some of those people. In the afternoon, the show took a little bit different tack, but today we're going to get back to that article. I'm going to share the article with you, and I would like your thoughts on wearing masks. I feel about masks the same way I feel about alcohol, the same way I feel about restaurants being open, the same way I feel about a lot of stuff. Let the people individually decide on what works for them. You want a drink? Have a drink. I drink. You don't want a drink? I don't give a damn if you want a drink. What do I care if you want a drink? If I want to have a cold beer this afternoon, I'm going to enjoy it. The restaurants, you don't feel comfortable going out? You don't feel safe? Then stay at home. But let the restaurants open up so the rest of us can enjoy them and the rest of us can support these entrepreneurial people that we have in our presence and help them thrive. So we're going to talk a little bit about Is your mask making you meaner, dumber, more afraid, and less safe? By the way, got a nice email from Bill. He said he only caught part of the article review yesterday, and could I forward him a link so that he could have it? I have done that. Got a lot of other emails I'm going to address. It's just going to be a busy, busy show right on up until noon. Everybody that calls today and weighs in will go in a drawing for a $50 gift certificate to the Trestles Coastal Cuisine in Castle Pines, a sensational seafood restaurant. We'll be right back on The Restaurant Show.
If you like Chinese food, good Chinese food, find yourself in the Castle Rock area and you'd like to support a proud U.S. Army veteran, then head on over to the China Cafe, 734 Perry Street in the Safeway Shopping Center, just off I-25 at the Plum Creek exit. Leanne Jin and her husband recently bought the business. It had been her dream while spending almost 10 years in the Army. He's the talented cook in the kitchen and she's the smiling face you see when you enter. China Cafe serves lunch and dinner 6 days a week. They're closed Mondays and features a lot of the basic Chinese items we've grown to love. Start with some soup, hot and sour, egg drop, wonton, maybe have an egg roll appetizer, then stuff your face with wonderful Mongolian beef, sesame chicken, or Mike's favorite, the lemon chicken. Each plate comes with your choice of fried or steamed rice. China Cafe has a liquor license, plenty of free parking for now. However, they've decided to continue with takeout and delivery only. So call them to order and for details on when they'll reopen their dining room. Their number is 303-688-8013. 303-688-8013. Be sure to say hello to Leanne. You'll love her, and you'll be supporting a proud Army veteran in a small family business. China Cafe in Castle Rock.
Hey, I'm going to tell you about a steakhouse up on the north side. I'm going to tell you about a place that the Northsiders have known about for years. It's called Mickey's Top Sirloin. It started in 1962. It's at 6950 Broadway. That's 70th and Broadway, right off I-25, right near the Boulder Turnpike. And sure, North Glen and Thornton and Westminster, they've all known about it. But you know what? You Southsiders, folks over on the west side, folks on the east, it's easy to get to. It's I-25 and 70. Stop off and see them. You know what? It was started by a guy named Mickey. Actually, everybody calls and Mike. Well, he sold it about 2 or 3 years ago to a good friend of mine, a guy named Trace Welch, longtime restaurant guy. He's got great extensive background in the Texas Roadhouse Company, and he's been doing a great job. They've got an extensive menu, and it's called Mickey's Top Sirloin. So you know they got some good steaks, but you know what else? They've got some wonderful Italian food. They've got some nice Mexican dishes. Stop by and see them. It's open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Mickey's Top Sirloin up at 6950 North Broadway. And tell them you heard about it from Mike Boyle on The Restaurant Show.
For over 30 years in Castle Rock, the owners of Pegasus Restaurant, John and Janie DeLay, have enjoyed seeing you because Pegasus is about, sure, good food and good service, but it's more than that. It truly is a neighborhood gathering place, a place where longtime Castle Rock residents knew they could get a good meal, big portions, hearty plates, and when new residents or just people from the area stopped by, they were always greeted with a smile before sitting down and enjoying a fabulous selection of breakfast items or a wide, varied menu for lunch. And while Pegasus did fine during the shutdown, a big part of the enjoyment that John and Janie get from the restaurant business is being able to see you, chat, learn about you, and how you're doing. You can still do takeout if that's your preference, but why not go by, relax inside or on the patio and order a breakfast favorite, the chiladas, or a big fluffy omelet. Here's an idea. With your breakfast, enjoy a mimosa flight. For lunch, nice sandwiches and salads. Maybe try a longtime favorite, the French dip, and the burgers are always special. Pegasus is open 7 days a week during dine-in breakfast and lunch. If you prefer to take out, give them a call at 303-688-6746. Pegasus in Castle Rock. You're going to love it.
After 10 o'clock, happy to have you with me. 303-696-1971, May 31st, the day of Pentecost. I didn't even know what that was. I consider myself to be a reasonably good Christian, maybe not as knowledgeable as many. But today is actually the birthday of the Christian church, and the churches are open. People are attending. I've heard a couple churches bitching about, well, you know, we've got a big congregation, and we can only admit up to 175 people. Oh, shut up. Just open the doors, and if people want to come, let them visit. If they want to stay home and watch your viral service, they can do that as well. All right, so let me explain the definition. I was talking to Jim Nichols, the producer, does a nice job on Saturday and Sunday most of the time. But at any rate, I said, I had you going on my when I was talking about being at the protest and burning those dumpsters. And he said, no, Mike, you're just not a very good liar. You know, there's an old saying that if you tell the truth, you never have to remember what you said. No, I wasn't down there, but I do want to share an incident that did happen recently. Out in California, when the governor announced that the beaches were closed, and if you've spent any time at a beach, sure, they can get crowded, but people, they socially distance automatically. You want to take a nap. You want to be with your sweetie. You want to read a book. You don't want to be on top of other people. You don't want them on top of you. I grew up surfing. I've surfed all my life. When you're out in the water, you want your own space. That's my wave. You take the next one, okay? So there was a protest in Huntington Beach, and thousands of people blocked the intersection of the Pacific Coast Highway and Main Street, which is right across from the Huntington Beach Pier, Surf City, USA. And you know you're not supposed to do that. Come on, let's not block traffic. So the police came, and they moved the protesters off the street onto the sidewalk on the beach side. So here you've got a number of uniformed officers with their stoic look forming this phalanx so that you cannot go through them. They're just trying to keep people out of the street. The people on the sidewalk, the people on the curb, are waving American flags, and they're saying, open the beach, and there are a bunch of surfers that just want to paddle out. And so I posted the picture, and I said, you know what? What the people protesting ought to do is just turn around and go onto the beach and relax. Well, I heard from a sponsor, and he said, I can't believe that you're supporting a protest against this coronavirus shutdown. I can't believe that I spend money with you and you support protest. You're no different than those gun-toting crazies at the Michigan State Capitol. And you and all of your Trump-loving, brown-shirt, Nazi-supporting people are all the same. And I said, calm down. Calm down. It's just a bunch of people that wanted to go to the beach. There's a different type of protest. There's a different level of protest. There's a different level of riots. No, they're all the same. You Republicans, you right-wingers. So I thought about it. And I woke up Monday morning, and I sent him an email. And I said, you know what? You're right. You shouldn't be spending money that supports my values. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm canceling your sponsorship. I'm canceling all your advertising. And the name of you and or your business will never be heard on the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show again. I think that there are really different levels of different types of events. And I just have to tell you something. I think that this is absolutely nuts what is going on, the looting, the burning, and all of that. That's all I'm going to say about it. You know what? This is the restaurant show. We're a happy show here. But I just have to tell you something, that really took my temperature up a notch. And when you watch, and I don't sit around and watch. I got other stuff to do. I got exercise to get. I got walks to take with Bailey the Mexican street dog. I got books I want to read. But I just wanted to let you know that I do think that in some forms, a bunch of people just wanting to go to the beach and relax. These shutdowns have been absolutely beyond the pale. They've been absolutely draconian. They've been absolutely without an end date. They've been absolutely over the top. And so my advice to you is to get out and do what you feel comfortable doing. And if you want to wear a mask, doing it, that's your prerogative. But an article that I shared yesterday, your mask is making you meaner, dumber, more afraid, and less safe. I'd like to get your thoughts on that. 303-696-1971. Speaking of reading last night, I was reading the new Michael Connelly book, and I got a great email from Becky in Parker. And she recommended a book that I'm going to share with you. I looked it up, and I ordered it on Amazon. I need somebody out there who's an expert on Amazon, purchasing, and maybe even selling. So I looked up this book. It came out in 2014. So it lists Kindle, hardcover, paperback. I think there's one other, and I can't remember what it is. So I went to hardcover, and I clicked on it. And it says, excellent copy, $7.95. Very good copy, $7.95. Will take a few days, comes from Thrift Books, comes from this seller, that type of thing. So I bought it. It's a book about the Amazon. I'll tell you about it here in just a moment. Am I buying that from an individual, or am I buying that from Amazon? Does Amazon have used books that get turned into them that they sell, and then those people get money? Because I've got a stack of books. Hell, I'll send them to Amazon and let them sell them for whatever they want. Do they send you? How does that work? I understand when I want to buy something, I just go to Amazon and Google it under search, and they tell me if they have it, and I purchase it, and it arrives on my front door. But can you sell stuff through Amazon? 303-696-1971. We'll be right back on The Restaurant Show.
News Talk 710. KNUS.
Has planning your family's vacation become overwhelming? When you call Red Carpet World Travel at 303-743-0011 to plan your next vacation, they'll work with Funjet Vacations to create your personalized vacation package. Red Carpet World Travel and Funjet Vacations have the knowledge and tools necessary to assist you in making the best decisions for your family. Your vacation package with Funjet Vacations will be customized to allow you to purchase a complete vacation experience. Red Carpet World Travel will help you plan an amazing vacation to Mexico, the Caribbean, Hawaii, or Europe, and they'll put it together at one affordable, packaged price. Flight, hotel, transfers, activities, and tours, along with cancel for any reason trip insurance. This can be all included in your Funjet Vacation package price. To plan your next fun-filled Funjet Vacation escape to Mexico, the Caribbean, Hawaii, or Europe, call the travel experts at Red Carpet World Travel, 303-743-0011. Red Carpet World Travel, 303-743-0011, or visit their website at redcarpetworldtravel.com.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and if you're looking for Chinese food in the southeast Denver area, why not stop off at the Golden Shanghai, 1412 South Parker Road, wonderfully, locally, independently owned, Tony and Dana Pond, absolutely wonderful husband and wife team. They've had it for well over 20 years, 1412 South Parker Road, and not only do they serve Chinese food, but they've got Thai food, Vietnamese food, and you know one other thing they've done? They've added a bunch of those real Chinese dishes, the dishes you would get if you decided to go to China. Sure, they've got the sesame chicken and the Mongolian beef, dishes we all love from a Chinese restaurant, but they've got some of that authentic stuff as well. They're open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner at the Golden Shanghai. Their phone number is 303-743-9079. That's 303-743-9079. They've got a private party room, but stop by and say hello to Tony and Dana Pan. Got a full-service bar, absolutely wonderful people, the Golden Shanghai Restaurant in southeast Denver.
Okay, here's a quick update on what's happening at India's restaurant during the shutdown. India's is open for business, alive and well, and offering the same great meals at 8921 East Hamden, just east of Yosemite. But you'll have to wait for their fabulous lunch buffet, relaxing in their beautiful dining area, or using their private party room because India's is doing takeout only. They have fabulous lunch boxes, and for dinner, they can organize an Indian meal feast that you'll love. Remember, if you want to eat healthy, India's offers plenty of vegetarian items as well as their chicken and lamb dishes. India's is part of the Restaurant Show Grab and Go promotion, so be sure and ask about that when you call them at 303-755-4284. That's 303-755-4284. Ask for Chris, the owner, and tell him you heard about it on Mike's show. And to wash down that wonderful Indian cuisine, you might want to take home a bottle or two of the fabulous Indian beers Chris has to offer. India's is offering reasonable prices, some discounts too, so give them a call. Order in advance, pull into their wide-open parking lot, and they'll run the food out to you. India's, for over 30 years, satisfying the Indian food cravings of people throughout the Denver market. We may have to shut down our daily lives, but we don't need to shut down our cravings. India's.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com.
He's on the dance floor yelling Freebird, singing off pitch, but he knows every word. Grabs him a girl and
all right, 24 minutes after 10 o'clock, you're on the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show. You want to go to Trestle's Coastal Cuisine? I've got a $50 gift certificate. Give me a call. Weigh in on mass. There's no right answers. There's no wrong answers. Weigh in on Amazon. And when I buy a used, great condition, hardback book from them, which would be, what, $25-$30 if you went to Barnes & Noble, might be $20 at Walmart, might be $18 on Amazon New, It's for $7.95. Am I buying that book from Amazon? Am I buying that book from an individual? How does that work? I'm just kind of curious. 303-696-1971. Becky in Parker gave me a book suggestion that I think I'm really going to like. Came out on March 18th, 2014. Pardon me. Get myself all excited. I just ordered it on Amazon. Last night for dinner, I had a filet from the Black Hat Cattle Company in Kittredge. Dave Rodriguez is doing those boxes of Gold Canyon Premier Meats. Oh, man, I had a filet that was great. I whipped up some pasta, made myself a little salad, washed it down with a cold Pepsi. You know, I go to the store periodically. I was going to have a beer, and I thought, yeah, I'm just going to have a Pepsi. And I go into the specialty drink section, and I get those Pepsis in a glass bottle, a clear glass bottle. Many of you listening are old enough to remember when that's how we got our Pepsi. Well, now it comes in cans. You know, I suppose you can find it in the plastic bottles. Maybe you can find a regular Pepsi in a bottle. I don't know, but these are made in Mexico, Hecho, H-E-C-H-O, in Mexico. And, boy, they got that pure cane sugar. And I said, you know what? A nice filet from the Black Hat Cattle Company, salad, pasta, Pepsi, made in Mexico, a good book. Man, it was sweet. All right, give me a call, 303-696-1971. I want to get to this article. Your mask is making you meaner, dumber, more afraid, and less safe. But I also want to talk a little bit about book ordering from Amazon. Becky and Parker sent me an email, and she said, I've got a book for you. It's called Mother of God, An Extraordinary Journey into the Uncharted Tributaries of the Western Amazon. Came out March 18th, 2014. For the fans of Lost City of Z, I read that. It was unbelievable. Walking the Amazon and turn right at Machu Picchu comes naturalist and explorer Paul, I'm going to pronounce it Rosoli, R-O-S-O-L-I-E, Paul Rosoli's extraordinary adventure in the uncharted tributaries of the Western Amazon. A tale of discovery that vividly captures the awe, beauty, and isolation of this endangered land and presents an impassioned call to save it. In Madre de Dios, Mother of God region of Peru, where the Amazon River begins its massive flow, the Andean mountain cloud forests fall into lowland Amazon rainforest, creating the most biodiversity-rich place on the planet. In January 2006, when he was just a restless 18-year-old, hungry for adventure, Paul Rosoli embarked on a journey to the West Amazon that would transform his life. Venturing alone into some of the most inaccessible reaches of the jungle, he encountered giant snakes, floating forest, isolated tribes untouched by outsiders, prowling jaguars, orphaned baby anteaters, poachers in the black market trade in endangered species, and much more. Yet today, the forests of the Madre de Dios are in danger from developers, oil giants, and gold miners eager to exploit its natural resources. Let me turn down the volume on this. Sorry. In Mother of God, this explorer and conservationist relives his amazing odyssey exploring the heart of this wildest place on Earth. When he began delving in his search for the secret Eden, spending extended periods in isolated solitude, he found things he never imagined could exist. He wrote, "Alone and minuscule, against a titanic landscape, I have seen the depths of the Amazon, the guts of the jungle where no men go. But as the legendary explorer Percy Fawcett warned, the few remaining unknown places of the world exact a price for their secrets. I'll tell you what, I said, I'm in. Because you know what? If you've read Lost City of the Monkey God by Doug Preston, we even had him on the air. I don't know if you remember the Amazon, the interview with him about a jungle in Honduras that was haunted. I've read Lost City of Z about Percy Fawcett and how he was a British explorer back in 1925, disappeared. He and his son went looking for the Lost City of. And, you know, there's tribes and there's countries, Bolivia, some of those places they have tribes living out in the jungle that they just leave alone. They're indigenous people because they just leave them alone. And I'll tell you something. I've been to the Amazon, my daughter and I. We actually went in through the Rio Napo in Ecuador, and it is unbelievable. They've got trees and foliage and crocodiles and ants. They've got army ants. I mean, it is absolutely, it's not a place I'd want to live. But I'll tell you something, it was really, really fun to explore. And I cannot thank Becky enough. So I went ahead and bought it for $7.95 from Amazon. They have my information on file. And it will arrive here, I think you said, in about a week. Now, it seems like if I order something from Amazon, it comes the next day. Maybe the day after, depending, I suppose, when you order it. But this won't be here. They say it'll be delivered sometime between the 9th and the 16th. So does that mean that Amazon is coordinating with the person that has this book or the bookstore or the book warehouse that has this book to get it to me? If you know anything about that, I would love to hear from you. 303-696-1971. I'll put you in a drawing for a gift certificate to Trestle's Coastal Cuisine. I'm probably going to have lunch there tomorrow. Because when we were at the Black Eyed Pea a couple weeks ago in Colorado Springs, a lady came up to me and she said, thank you so much for the specials on the chicken fried chicken and the pot roast. Have you ever tried the chocolate cake at the Trestle's Coastal Cuisine? No. We're talking about the Black Eyed Pea and chicken fried chicken. And the next minute we're talking about Trestle's Coastal Cuisine and chocolate cake. I said, no. She said, it is unbelievably good. Because you know what? Who doesn't like chocolate cake? Everybody likes chocolate cake, right? And so maybe even with a little chocolate ice cream on it. But so you're sitting there and you're thinking, chocolate cake, but it doesn't sound particularly provocative, does it? Doesn't sound kind of boring? I mean, I love chocolate cake, but what's exciting about a chocolate cake? So anyway, I called up Jose Espinosa, who with his wife Mimi own and operate Trestle's, and he said, we found it, and we actually had it for one of the desserts during the shutdown because we could have desserts, offer dessert for people. And it was so well received that now we have it full-time at the restaurant. So, PJ down in Colorado Springs, I want to thank you for the recommendation, and I'm going to get out to Trestle's tomorrow and have myself probably have a big old burger, but I'm going to wash it down with a piece of chocolate cake. All right. A couple of you asked for this article. I figured out how to get you the link. Your mask is making you meaner, dumber, more afraid, and less safe. The article writer says, I'll try to keep this respectful, but it's not easy because the masks that so many of you are so proudly wearing are the pinnacle of stupidity, and I just don't know how to be nice about communicating that. I know we're all desperate to stay positive. And I know most Americans don't have the time or energy to really look past the top line news they see and hear. And I know the media, academia, and Hollywood are very effective at shaping our impressions of social and political goings on. And I know politicians on both sides of the aisle are congratulating you for doing your part to help beat the COVID-19 virus. And I know that makes you feel good at a time we could really use some lifting up. It's a powerful cocktail of forces, especially when virtually everyone we know is 100% bought in. But as every good parent will at some point tell their children, just because everyone else is doing it doesn't make it right. So we're going to go through this. Your mask is making you meaner. Your mask is making you dumber. Your mask is making you more afraid. Your mask is making you less safe. and we will draw some conclusions, and everybody will go in the drawing for a gift certificate to the Trestles Coastal Cuisine in Castle Rock North, Castle Pines. I got an email yesterday, very nice email, from Jean. If wearing my mask helps a restaurant or business open, I'll gladly put one on. Anything to get this economy back on track. And I agree 100% with Gene, except for one thing. Putting on a mask doesn't mean a tinker's damn to the governor or the local mayor about whether it helps a restaurant open or not. Maybe requiring the staff to wear one, that might have some impact. What do you think? 303-696-1971. I'd love to hear from you here on The Restaurant Show.
You've heard of New York-style pizza. You've heard of Chicago-style pizza. But have you ever heard of Midwest-style pizza? Well, that's what they're serving at Granelli's Pizza on Wilcox Street in downtown Castle Rock. You know how the toppings are put on under the cheese in Chicago? Well, that's what new owner Angie Trano is doing at Granelli's. But here's the big but. She says that that's how they make pizzas in Minnesota, where she's from, and Wisconsin and Iowa. So she calls it Midwest-style pizza. Whatever you call it, it's good. Granelli's has been around for over 20 years and also serves some wonderful appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and pastas. And even though Granelli's did well with takeout, now the dining room is open. So dine in or take out. Granelli's also offers a nice selection of local craft beers. Granelli's is easy to get to off I-25 at exit 182 or the Plum Creek exit number 181. And if you'd rather bake the pizza yourself, have it when you want it, Granelli's also does a wonderful take-and-bake pizza. Open 6 days a week, closed Sunday. You can either stop by and order or give them a call at 303-814-1853. That's 303-814-1853. Ask for Angie. She'd love to meet you.
Good news, no great news. The four View House restaurants, yep, four, downtown across from Coors Field, historic downtown Littleton, Centennial just off I-25 and the Tech Center, and the newest store in Colorado Springs are now open for dine-in eating, drinking, or to enjoy one of their fabulous rooftop patios. If you prefer, each View House location is still doing takeout, but it's time to get together again with friends. Enjoy dine-in. Each store is staffed and ready to serve you. All meals are being prepared under the supervision of corporate executive chef Jose Guerrero and his excellent staff at each individual restaurant. The View House restaurants are also constantly updating their offerings, so ask about special items and package deals. Maybe even take one of their craft brewed beers home with you. Remember that each View House restaurant has private party rooms that can accommodate groups of all sizes. And if you don't want to dine in or pick up your takeout meal, each View House has its own delivery service. You can enjoy View House food in the comfort of your own home. But if you want Mike's suggestion, stop by any of the four View House locations: Lodo, Littleton, Centennial, and Colorado Springs. Good food, friendly people, all with great views from their rooftop patios.
Hey everybody, Mike Bohl, host of The Restaurant Shows for the Black Hat Cattle Company up on Highway 74 in Kittredge. You know what? There's some big changes going on up at the Black Hat Cattle Company. Oh, no. They're still in that beautiful Colorado log cabin style building. The interior is beautifully done with a lot of Western art. Dave Rodriguez, the proprietor, he's been serving steaks up in that area for over 35 years, and he loves his Western art. He's a good old boy out of Red Lodge, Montana. But what's the big change? I'll tell you what the change is. They are now changing their hours. It's always been a dinner-only house. They're open at 4:30, but now they're open 5 days a week, Tuesday through Saturday. Yep, you can make a reservation by giving them a call at 303-670-0941. That's 303-670-0941. You want that big, beautiful teriyaki top sirloin? Oh, man, they got it all. The Black Hat Cattle Company, Tuesday through Saturday, closed Sunday, Monday. Tell them you heard about it from Mike Boyle on The Restaurant Show.
Doesn't an ice-cold Mountain Dew sound good? As we return to the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show.
I've had a large mouth bass, bust my line, a couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off.
All right, 39 minutes after 10 o'clock, but I'll tell you one thing that's never let me down. An ice cold long neck beer never broke my heart. All right, let's go to Susan. I understand Susan is about to be the official Amazon expert of the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show. Susan, welcome to the show. Happy Sunday to you.
Thank you, and yes, I am. All you have to do is read the description, and it tells you whether it's a, and I'll guarantee you yours was a third party, but if you read the description, it tells you if this is from Amazon or a third party. It tells you who's selling it.
Well, Susan, the only problem with what you just suggested was I would have to read the instructions.
I know. I realized that. And I knew I was...
And I'm a guy. I'm a guy. So, you know, when all else fails, I read the instructions. So let me ask you this, because, you know, you really don't think about it. I don't order a lot of stuff from Amazon. I use them primarily for books. And, you know, you just kind of think of Amazon as having this giant warehouse that just happens to have every book that you want, every mechanical device you want, every piece of clothing you want, and so forth. But so what do they do? When it says that this is coming from, I think it said ThriftBooks or something, so what do they do? Does Amazon buy it from them and then they send it to me?
No, the seller sells it themselves. Now, the seller has two ways of doing it. They can ship directly to you, or they ship it to Amazon. Amazon charges them and stores it for them, and they do the shipping for them. But it's from that third-party seller.
Okay, so I've got a buttload of books because I'm a voracious reader.
Used books. Amazon's not going to buy your books. They don't care. You could sign up to be a seller, which I don't think you want to do. It's a lot of work, and I don't think you're going to do that. But you can't just ship your books to Amazon and say sell them.
Yeah, well, I'm getting to the age where I'm looking for less work, not more. And
yeah, you know, this is not for you. Definitely.
Well,
I
knew a lady that I would go over and visit, and every time I got there, there'd be about 10 or 12, 15 boxes out there of stuff that she was selling through eBay. And I thought, you know, she had to get this stuff and box it up and put it on. And she enjoyed doing it, and it was a supplemental income for her. It was a side hustle. But I just thought, God, that just looks like a lot of work to me. And so, all right, so in other words, what you're telling me, Susan, is just keep doing it the way I'm doing it.
Exactly.
So the book will the book come from Amazon, or will the book come from this seller?
It'll probably come from the third party. But what you don't know, Amazon might ship it because they store it on Amazon, but the odds are it's coming from a third party. And that's why you will not get 48-hour service or 24-hour service, whatever, when it's third party.
Ah, okay. So it takes a little more time for them to notify this person that I want it, and here's my address, and send it to me. And so
third-party people are slow. I never buy by from third-party if I can help it, because you also have harder time with returns. But there are times I have to buy from a third-party, and I'll do it, but I don't like to.
Well, the times that I've seen, Susan, that I bought from third parties is generally an older book.
This one is 2000. You're not going to buy a used book directly from Amazon, I don't think.
Yeah, and they didn't have it new. If they had it new, I would have bought it new. But this came out in 2014, so okay. I see. All right. Okay, well, you've been very helpful. Have you ever been to Trestle's Coastal Cuisine?
I'm actually going to give it to my son because I don't live in Denver anymore. I'm in Minneapolis, so I've got to give it to my son.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
All right. Wild West up there right now. So,
I lived in Denver for many, many years. All my kids are there.
What I'm actually going to do is I'm going to put you in a drawing for it,
right.
Okay?
Yeah, that would be great. I'd love to give it to them.
Where do you live up there?
I'm downtown Minneapolis.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Are you being affected by all the goings on?
No.
All right. Well, good. Well, we're glad you're safe, and we're glad you're visiting, and we appreciate you listening to the show, Susan.
That's
thanks
good.
For your help.
You take
okay?
care.
Nice talking to you.
Read who you're buying from.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Well, is Susan still there, or did we drop her? I've bought about two or three or four items used from Amazon, and knock on wood, from my lips to God's ears, they've all worked out fine. I paid for them. They came in the condition that they said they would be here. They arrived about on time, and so I should have asked her. I guess Amazon, if you're going to be an Amazon seller, it sounds like you have to apply to them, maybe pay a fee, maybe pay a percentage, whatever it happens to be. And I should get her back and ask her this stuff. But my guess is that they probably screen these people somewhat, don't they? 303-696-1971. All right. All right, let's go to Ron. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm terrific. Ron, how are you?
Same way. I want to talk about the mask issue. I mean, understatement, certainly everyone is nervous and scared to death on what's going to happen. But I look at it this way. If I go into a business that is just barely able to get open and try to pay their people and blah, 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 and they have guidelines that they feel are accurate from their governmental agencies, then I don't want to be the one that really doesn't abide by their rules and causes a little riot. I think what I would do, I know what I would do, and I do this. I wear the mask in respect for them and what they have to do because their employees have been trained based upon the fact of fear. If you don't do it this way, we could be closed down.
Ron, I think your point is 100% legit. You know what? I'll use an analogy that may or may not apply, but, you know, if a restaurant says we'd like you to wear a coat to come to dinner, well, you just put on a coat. When I was at the, Copacabana Palace down in Rio de Janeiro, Mick Jagger's favorite restaurant in South America, whatever, my daughter and I went there, and when we walked in, the gentleman said, sir, we're going to seat you right over here, and we require long pants. And he looked at me, and I mean, we're talking mega bucks. And he says, what size waist do you have, sir? And the next thing you know, they take me over to the side, and they give me a pair of pants. And I didn't go in there in shorts to be rude. And I probably, if I had thought about it, I would have. I think that you have to be respectful of the business. Yes, I do. You know, if you go to the doctor, they're going to want a mask on you. If you go to Walmart, they don't seem to care whether you wear it or not. And so I think that
it's their house. It's the rule of their business. But, you know, it's kind of like what's happening all over the U.S. in the way of protests. Okay, so liken that to going into a business. You go in and you protest the fact that wearing masks, but do you do it in a riot form by refusing and causing a confrontation? I say no. You voice your opinion. You voice your opinion. You wear a mask. You get your business done. You help that business out, and you move on until these fools get their head out of their butt what should be done. And it's not the restaurant or the employee or the business that's a fool. It's the government.
Yes, that's exactly right. And like I said about Gene's email, it's not – the restaurant's opening is not going to be determined by whether or not you wear a mask. It's going to be determined by the authorities, whoever they happen to be, saying that their employees must wear a mask and you should have one going in. I went to get a haircut the other day, and the door was locked. And there was a sign that says, we don't take appointments, we don't take phone calls, we don't do anything except you stand there and we'll come and get you when we're ready to get your haircut. Well, what I did was I turned around and walked away because that was my option. And
exactly.
Yeah, and I think that's where, you know, we're very dichotic as a society right now. We want the people that just want to follow the rules, and then we have the people that just want to kind of bend the rules or ignore the rules. And I think that that's what's important. If you feel good wearing a mask 24/7, then have at it. But don't be the 19-year-old in the Target store the other day made a scene with a 65-year-old lady who wasn't wearing a mask because he thought she ought to be wearing one. It's not your face to determine whether or not that has a mask on it. And so that's it seems to me, though, Ron, is that those of us that are not wearing masks think it's fine if you want to wear a mask. We don't give a damn whether you wear one or not. But people with masks seem to be somewhat put out, and that comes out in this article, by people who aren't. We're not doing the greater good. We want grandma to die.
Well, I don't want grandma to die, but I agree. I think the problem is the confusion. You take a worker that's been out of work, laid off, whatever, finally gets a chance to come back to work, and his because of the way his business boss interprets this rule, he's scared to death, and he tells his employee, everybody's got to wear a mask, even the people coming in. Then that's the way that they're going to respond because they want to keep their job. It isn't their fault.
No question.
And yeah, we all definitely do things the wrong way. You know, look
the
last night and
run the music.
How sad was that?
Run the music. Ron, the music tells me I got to take a break. I'm Mike Boyle, and this is The Restaurant Show.
With the shutdown over, wouldn't you like to go on a nice ocean-type vacation? Can't take the time? Don't want to fly? Well, did you know you only have to go as far as Happy Canyon Road in South Santa Fe and Castle Pines to get wonderful fresh seafood? That's right, Tressel's Coastal Cuisine. For over 2 years now, Jose and Mimi Espinosa have been bringing their 30-plus years of Huntington Beach seafood restaurant expertise to the area. Maybe start with some fresh oysters. Jose is tremendously proud of his selection of both East and West Coast oysters. Maybe the crab cakes. For fresh seafood, maybe enjoy the scallops, king crab, or the fresh fish of the day. Have a carnivore in your party? Choose from the New York Strip. A filet and the rack of lamb is sensational. Trestle serves lunch Monday through Saturday and is open for dinner nightly. Has a beautiful but relaxed decor and a patio that was made to enjoy our fabulous Colorado sunsets. And a wine list that is second to none. Compliments a full-service bar. It's called Trestle's Coastal Cuisine, but the salads are fabulous. Oh, and if you're craving a burger, it's one of the best around. Trestle's welcomes reservations, so either drop in or call 303-663-3622. That's 303-663-3622. And remember, if you still want to do takeout, Trestle's is happy to accommodate you.
The warm weather is finally here. Thank goodness. You've just finished cutting the grass, washing the car, sanding and painting the deck, breaking out the grill. Maybe you've been chasing the kids around the park or trying to maintain your athletic body by walking, biking, running, or hiking. Well, you need to rehydrate. You're thinking, wouldn't an ice-cold Pepsi go good right now? You bet it would. But maybe fire down an ice-cold bottle of Propel, Lifewater, or Aquafina first, or maybe a Gatorade instead. Cool off and then think about relaxing on the back deck or in the backyard with a Pepsi, either regular or diet, or maybe even a Pepsi Zero Sugar. Then there's Mountain Dew, Sierra Mist Lemon Lime, or Mug Root Beer that are sure to please. Iced tea? Pepsi also bottles and distributes Lipton tea. But whichever way you go, Pepsi and all of their other products are sure to refresh and are made for our active Colorado lifestyle. And if you need some snacks, don't forget that Pepsi also distributes Lay's, Ruffles, and Tostitos chips and other snacks, including Mike's new favorite, the Cheddar Jalapeno Cheetos. So remember to look for Pepsi products wherever they are sold and stock up for the warm weather. What is going to be a beautiful summer?
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and I've got some great news for you. The Black Eyed Peas are up and running. They are back in business. Great American food and spirits. Did they ever go away? No, they've been serving the Pikes Peak region for over 35 years. They just took a little bit of a break for the Great American Shutdown, but you can go now to the store at 887 North Academy across from the Citadel Mall. You can go to the store in Pueblo on Highway 50 West. You can get the chicken fried steak. Chicken fried chicken. They've got the slow roasted pot roast. How do they keep that pot roast so moist? You know, a lot of times you get that pot roast from grandma. It's all dried out. Mm-mm, not theirs. They've got wonderful sides for you to enjoy as well. And don't forget, they've got some great desserts also. They've got a seniors menu, a kids menu, all that stuff from the Black Eyed Peas. They are back in business, up and operational. Check them out. Over 35 years of serving the Pikes Peak region. And tell them you heard about it from Mike Boyle on The Restaurant Show.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com.
It was a perfect day for the end of May, they say, a record high. I stand at that
green
wall.
All right, 10:53, I want to thank Ron for the phone call. And I think that Ron and I are reasonably in agreement on this. You know, I don't wear a mask. I don't own a mask at this point, to be perfectly honest with you. I haven't gone anywhere that I felt required a mask or that I felt compelled to wear it when I went there. But if I went someplace and they asked me to please wear a mask, then I would do it. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. There's a lot of things in this world that don't make a lot of sense to me. But it doesn't make any sense to me to walk into a restaurant with a mask and then be allowed to remove it for the duration of your meal, and then turn around and put it on as you walk out the door. But We've got people in charge right now that are doing some pretty, pretty goofy stuff. All right, so your mask is making you meaner, dumber, more afraid, and less safe. Your mask is making you meaner. Because you're wearing one, you're mad at anyone else who isn't. You can't say with any certainty or evidence that you know you're right to wear one or that the other person is wrong not to. But that's what you were told, and you believe it. So you decided to get a mask and wear it, and yes, it's a pain, but you believe it's part of a noble collective effort to work together and do something big. And I say it's a pain, but let's be honest, a good chunk of you excitedly see your mask as a fashion accessory that makes you look cooler or hotter. But whether or not you love or hate wearing it, when you see someone who isn't, you take it personally. You've been told that that person doesn't care about your health and safety, and you believed it. All right, so anyway, yeah, and that's the line they throw around that you want grandma to die. So your mask is making you meaner. Your mask is making you dumber. You've decided to become a joiner without doing even the smallest amount of research. You've ignored the exhaustive list of things that experts have gotten wrong about COVID-19. You've barely glanced at the totality of the social, economic, and health-related collateral damage that those experts' failures have caused you, your family, and your country. You were really worried about toilet paper the first few months, but as soon as you got a decent supply, you just kind of accepted everything else that came after it. You've got your toilet paper, you're good. Goes on to talk about hospitals. Hospitals are now firing people so that they can stay afloat. Why? Because the experts scared and in so many cases mandated anyone who didn't have COVID-19 out of treating their other health problems. So instead of getting help, people are suffering and dying at home, and hospitals are so thinned out that they can no longer pay their bills. All right. What are your thoughts? 303-696-1971. I got a wonderful email from Laura yesterday, and Laura said, here, I'll share it with you. Let me see if I can find it very quickly. Laura felt like, maybe it came in a message. Hold on a second here. I'll get organized. Laura felt like... where the hell is it? Anyway, neither here nor there. I'll get to it. I'll find my other messages. I got messages from all kinds of people yesterday weighing in on that. If you'd like to get in a drawing for a gift certificate to Trestle's Coastal Cuisine, give me a call. Your mask is making you more afraid. And I think that that's where we have really been peddling the hype. Fear, fear, fear. Fear of going out. Fear of getting the virus. Nobody wants the virus for crying out loud. Wow, I don't want to get a blister on my heel. So we've really sold the fear. You know, remember we were told that the reason that we had to be the shutdown was because you didn't want to overwhelm the hospitals, right? We wanted to flatten the curve. All right, so you flatten the curve and nobody seems to care. They still want to have these draconian restrictions on you. Your mask is making you more afraid. You feel good about your mask because you believe you're making a positive difference. You're part of something bigger now. You're doing your part to help really beat this thing once and for all. That's how you feel. That's what you tell yourself. That's what you believe. But as human beings, we have something called the subconscious. Your subconscious is where deeply meaningful impressions are forged psychologically that manifest in your thoughts and actions, yet are completely undetected by your overt feelings and awareness. So why do you tell yourself that your mask is a badge of nobility that means that you're doing your part to help save lives? Subconsciously, you're reinforcing a constant fear of the entire world that exists beyond the confines of your home. Everywhere you go, you only see masks. When you don't see masks, you're offended and angry at the people not wearing them. You believe that masks are saving lives. And the absence or inefficiency of masks means lives are at risk. Have you seen how people are wearing their masks? Come on, this is silly, don't you think? They've got them down under their chin. They've got them across their chin bone. They've got them across their mouth. Sometimes they have them over their No, sometimes not. Some are made of cloth. Some are made of whatever materials are making them out of. So anyway, but your mask, more than anything, is reinforcing the belief that a dangerous environment lurks all around you. And I'm here to tell you, says the author,